Hello and welcome to Resync. You might get this message a couple times this episode. I don't know how I'm gonna edit it together, to be honest. Maybe this will be the intro. Depends on how much I talk about, because I haven't watched the footage in so long, because this episode you're about to watch slash listen to slash however you consume our content was recorded quite some time ago. It was actually recorded like in time for, you know, the regular weekly routine, but then life happened.
Yeah. We never got to uploading. Yeah. And then we were just busy every Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I will take accountability here. It was like 80% my fault.
I was some of it, but like,
yeah,
not a lot of it.
Yeah. Not a lot of it. It was mostly me. Yeah. Life's just got busy and crazy, but I miss Assassin's Creed. I miss my best friend. And so we're ready to get back into it. Actually, the day we're recording this is the day that the PS5 Pro got announced, and they confirmed Assassin's Creed Shadows would be one of the games with the PS5 Pro enhancements. And so I am actually going to be switching over to PlayStation once we hit the Ezio collection, the Ezio trilogy, if you will, just because, A, yeah, that's actually better to play on PlayStation there anyway, because it got the 4K 60 boost for the PS4 Pro that Xbox never actually got. But then also because I will be likely playing Shadows on launch day on PS5. So might as well just have the consistency. So, you know, yeah. But basically, just wanted to explain to you guys, rather than redo the episode, there's no point in that.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give this disclaimer, get this episode put out, and then we will be back next week with some new stuff. We have two more sequences after this week, so very exciting. We're nearing the end. And, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know of that, and I have some ideas for some cool bonus episodes as well. All kinds of cool stuff. Lots of cool things coming in the future, but just wanted to give this little thing. Lucas, you got anything real quick to add?
Basically, get ready for Ezio, because we're getting close. And that's where things get real good.
Real good. But, yeah, very exciting stuff on the way. But hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'm going to get into it again. Not sure how I'm going to kind of get this together, whatever. It doesn't really matter, but sorry for the delay.
Yeah.
Apologies, but we're back, excited to do cool things, and we will see you all next time for, you know, a few seconds, actually. Anyway, I don't know how to end this. Bye! What's up, y'all?
How's it going?
Welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. I'm your host, Landon, joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Lucas.
That's me.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, Lucas, do you want to explain why we didn't have an episode last week? Why didn't we have an episode last week, Lucas?
Which reason was it?
Which reason?
I mean, a lot happened in that weekend, dude.
Flight?
Okay, yeah. So, basically, we were on a camping trip. Some drama happened. Some people broke up. We were trying to get them on their flights. They missed their flights because they changed it. And then I had to help drive down to Indianapolis because we were all really tired and we wanted to split the drive. So, yeah. That's why I wasn't... it was my turn. My turn to cancel.
Yeah. I felt bad for canceling last time, so I said, I'm going to cause chaos, and I orchestrated the downfall of his weekend.
That week,
because I felt bad, and I wanted to help him, so I gave him an insurmountable amount of stress to deal with.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, I love imbuing my loved ones with trauma. So anyway, that's why we weren't here last week. And, you know, I was kind of involved. I was just more of like a guest character. I had a little guest episode where I popped in and was like, hello. And then that was about it.
Then you left that same night.
Yep. I said I was a guest, you know, because I'm like Bob Saget. OK, I got star power. But welcome to Resync. It's been a fun time. We didn't make it last week, but
It gave you extra time to figure out that trivia question. I hope you guys figured it out. So I know it was a difficult one, but I'll remind y'all, how many flags are in Masyaf? I don't know how you could have gotten this, especially if you were an avid watcher of our show, but it is 20. There are 20 flags in Masyaf. First time I've ever said that on this podcast. It's a good feeling. It's a good reveal. Big reveal there. So 20 flags. I've got them all. I did not have much time to play this week. I wanted to get a lot more side stuff done, so that I'm not playing for like 100 hours next week to prepare for sequence 6. I didn't have a whole lot of time, so I didn't get to do all that, but I still have all of them in Masyaf. I'm going to have to do a lot of flag hunting next week because sequence 7 is the last one, which means this is our last free sequence next week. So, yeah, I'm going to have to put in some hours. There's a lot of flags, man. It's going to be a long time. But anyway, this week. Light work, no reaction, pretty much, if I had to sum it up. Lucas, you have any thoughts on Sequence 5 as a whole? Before we begin?
We did so much last sequence, that the sequence was just like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this is, I think, a low point for the game, because it felt like padding towards something bigger. I think in terms of a main gameplay loop, they were kind of in a lull. And so I think the story of this sequence is very good. I think there is some really, really great story crumbs that get peppered out here, which we'll get into here in just a second. But I really like the story stuff, but on a gameplay standpoint, they kind of had to get the story to a certain spot and, like, I guess fill out some time. Yeah. And so, yeah. Just overall, fuck Ocker. The docks, that's fuck you, game designers. I understand you didn't want to add swimming physics to the game, but, like,
assassins can swim. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they wear light gear because they're assassins. So, like...
Like, you're telling me that this badass doesn't know how to fucking swim? Get the fuck out of here.
Like,
dude,
if he was a knight and you wore armor, I would get it. Because, you know, you're sinking. But, like, that's not a lot of armor.
Let Altair swim. They actually announced, this is something I wanted to talk about. I believe it was the Ubisoft CEO, someone big up in Ubisoft, officially confirmed Assassin's Creed remakes. And a lot of people are pointing to Black Flag, which had been rumored to be in development. But he confirmed multiple. He just didn't specify which. There were rumors that Assassin's Creed Mirage was going to include a remake of the first Assassin's Creed with its season pass, and that never happened. And because of my luck, once we finish this, they will probably announce it. So that we did this all essentially for nothing. But, you know, they are working on remakes for these games now, and so maybe if they remake the first, they can kind of freshen some things up. Like, honestly, it's probably one of, like, my least favorite parts of the entire game is not, like, dying from swimming. Honestly, and the thing is, that's from a lot of them. I think, I want to say Brotherhood was the first one where you could swim. I don't think you could swim in 2 either.
I honestly don't remember.
I mean, we'll get to it, but I believe this was a multiple offense. But, like, I understand. I'm not trying to act like swimming physics isn't, like, doesn't require a fair bit of effort. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's an entirely different movement set. But, like, please?
I mean, they got rid of crossbows because of historical inaccuracy.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I feel like assassins not being able to swim is pretty inaccurate.
Well, it depends. Would you gentrify the ability to swim? Do you think it's like a knowledge-based thing where, like, upper-class people knew how to swim and lower-class didn't? Like, reading?
It's not hard to, like, know how to swim, dude.
I get that. But, like, I don't know. Do you think that was, like, a priority at the time?
If you're an assassin, I feel like it's a priority.
Well, we know that Altair isn't a very good assassin because Brogue almost got shanked about 10 minutes into the game.
Well, that's because he wasn't... Yeah, but now he's a good one again.
Yeah, but he still can't swim. I mean... Yeah, you know, he ain't perfect. It's the first game. But anyway. Yeah, getting into things. We'll get into the specifics here. We start off with Al-Mualim telling Altair that the Templars are preparing for war with the treasure that they've stolen Sequence 1. Which we finally get confirmation that it's a piece of Eden.
Whoa.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
So... we know what this thing is now. We've gotten some, like, rumors and, like, little crumbs of things of what it necessarily can do. But now it finally has a name. It's the Piece of Eden. And, as always, with this little crumb of information, again, we just got a name. And he's been telling us the same stuff. Altair just is like, oh my god, thank you, daddy! Thank you, daddy! Oh my god, thank you, daddy! Just... it's a little weird. It's a little weird, Altair. Like, you question him at every twist and turn, but and he'll give, like, the most basic response, and he'll just be like, oh my god, he loves me! Come on, Altair. What's going on there, bud?
He has daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Papa Al.
So, Ocker is our first stop. Now, you can eavesdrop to learn that a Sabrand, who is your target, is hiding at the docks. This guy's kind of a pussy. What's going on here? All right, you can pickpocket a letter saying that Sabrand will retreat to his private vessel. Once again, bitchy behavior.
He's a bitch.
Then you can interrogate a man to reveal that Sabrand's building a naval brigade against the king. What the flip? So that's a little sus. And then an informant can give you a map detailing positions of Sabran's guards. Did you have a different or did you have a special kind of informant mission here, Lucas? Because if I remember correctly, this one I had to assassinate people.
Yes. I had to do that too.
Gotcha.
Oh, also I don't know if you knew this. I figured this out in this Assassin's Challenge, actually. Did you know you can, like, fight with your Assassin's Blades?
With
like,
the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, swing, but you can, right. Like, do counters with them.
Right.
And it's, like, basically a one-shot counter. A little harder to pull off.
But right.
I didn't know you could do that until this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. We also gain the ability to defense break before I get too deep into it as well, which I completely missed because I streamed this one this week because I didn't have a whole lot of time. And so I made it my little Monday stream. And I wasn't paying attention all the time because I would get distracted by chat or something like that. And so I missed some stuff.
I didn't miss it.
Yeah. Well, we're not all perfect. Okay. So, next, another informant talks of many drunk sailors at the docks. So he's like, yeah, you know, there are a bunch of alcoholics down there, and they get violent. So, you know, interesting to know. And then you can pickpocket a letter detailing that no guards are on the northern docks, meaning there's an entry point. So, yeah. Got all that taken care of. At the docks, Sabrand is freaking the fuck out. He kills a priest, paranoid that he's an assassin in disguise. And so, bro's just, he's not
happy. It's kind of the assassin's fault that he got killed, but, like, also, eh.
Yeah, I mean...
because they said they look like priests.
Yeah.
That was part of their, like, disguising.
But hey, they could be Templars. You know, they're Christian. Fuck the Christians. that's essentially Altair's thing. Fuck the Christians.
Fuck the Christians.
Anyway, but so how did you go about this assassination, Lucas?
So after he like did all that stuff, initially I went left and I was like, that way looks really hard. And then I went right and I hopped on all the thingies, and then I killed one of the archers who was on in the like lake part, jumped on the boat. He kind of saw me, but he's like, I'll kill him myself. And I just jumped on him and killed him, and then he was dead.
That's actually hilarious, because that's crazy to me. So I had a completely different reaction from him. I went through the left side, and I went through that rigmarole and whole maze. And then he is basically impossible to stealth because of the way his guards are positioned. I don't know if you could, like, pull it off with, like, throwing knives from a distance or something, like, to kill the guards. But, like, I've never been able to stealth him well. And so, but when I alerted the guards, my man started booking it. He literally was like, protect me! And, like, started running away. So it's crazy that he was aggressive with you, but fucking ran away from me. And I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that since I've went for, like, 100% sync, is your sync bar maxed out yet? Because I have mine full at 2 bars.
I don't know what that means.
Your health bar. Your sync bar.
Oh, yeah, mine's full.
It's full? Okay. Well, if it's not that, then I don't know.
Well, because I went up the back of the boat, and he was, like, on the back of the boat as well. So I was, like, on the, like, those little pillar areas, and there weren't, like, any guards around. So, like, when I was climbing up the boat, he saw me there, and there weren't really any guards around him. He's like, will no one protect me? And he's like, fine, I'll handle it myself. And then he's, like, trying to... Yeah.
Maybe because there weren't any guards around, it triggered that response.
Yeah, I don't know. That is interesting, though. Like, yeah. A very different response.
Right? Yeah. And the AI was programmed differently, because I assume he tried to attack you. But yeah. My guy was just running away.
Yeah, mine, he tried to attack me. Like, it was a fight. It wasn't really a fight. I mean, he, like, drew his sword, and I was like, rah!
I think it was in Ocker this week. I was going up on this archer, and I was out of throwing knives, so I went up to just assassinate him, and he goes to pull out his sword because I got close to him, but then I stabbed him, but then something with I appreciated the fuck out of their physics engine, because they made the sword a separate object during the animation, and so it flung the sword out of his hand because he kind of like ragdolled, and it just went boo. Dude, I had so much ragdoll this week. There was this one time I pushed a guard, he fell into another guard, and that guard shot up into the air, just shot straight up out of the camera shot, and then plopped down. I was like, oh my god.
I had a really annoying ragdoll where I got thrown into, like, because I threw a guard into a barrier and it, like, collapsed on him.
Uh-huh.
And then I got thrown, like, kind of in that debris. And I don't know if somehow he, like, rolled and, like, he got underneath the debris or something, like, in the terms of the physics engine or whatever.
Right.
And my guy was just, like, he was all, like, bent up, and he would have just, like, stuck lying on the floor. And then, like, the guards were just whacking the shit out of me. And I ended up dying. Like, I couldn't get up or anything. They were just like... Plop, 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 plop.
I had one where I knocked a guy into debris, but it accidentally knocked another guy over, too. And then his model got stuck in with the debris, and it made it to where I couldn't hit him, and he was, like, glitched out for a second. I had to, like, back away to give him a chance to, like, try to, like, go to attack, like, to, like, trigger that code, so then it would, like, fuck itself, because he was just, like, spazzing on the floor, and I couldn't damage him. And I was like, and he was the only one left, so I was just like,
what do I do? What do I do?
But...
Goddamn Animus.
Yeah, the Animus tweaking this week, bro. But anyway, I got this in the way here.
Wow.
So after the assassinating him, Sabrand is afraid. And this week's trivia question is involved in that. Why is Sabrand so scared after you assassinate him?
Why is he a little baby bitch?
But he explains that he made the blockade because it would inhibit sort of the current status quo. He's not trying to support the king or do anything like that. They have a completely different agenda because they want to essentially, they want to intervene. They want to seize control. And so they're doing that so that they can prey off of all that type shit. So, you know, there's that.
Yes.
And that is that's Ocker for you. You get back to the Assassin's Bureau, and then, trying to remember. So here's the thing. I did it in the wrong order this week. I fucked up because I wasn't paying attention because I was streaming, and so I did Damascus first. So I have to kind of like rearrange my notes. I didn't do the sequence order this time, and trust me, it is haunting me. It is haunting me. I lost sleep over it last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, I did, but for different reasons. It wasn't for that. But, essentially, you get back to Masyaf, and Mualim argues that the Templars want to control knowledge, whereas the Assassins want knowledge for everyone. And so, honestly, like, they're really starting to hammer home kind of the gray area that Assassins and Templars are in, because they both arguably do bad things to achieve different, like, essentially, it's almost, hold on, let me cook here, like conservatives and liberals.
Whoa.
And I'm not trying to get political. I'm just talking about like philosophical beliefs, I guess you could say, between both parties. Because like in the conservative party, Templars, and people are going to take this out of context because Templars are technically the villains here, but like, just bear with me that conservatives, you know, believe. Actually, I don't know. I'm walking that back a little bit now because it's almost like a liberal belief of the whole, if we control this, then we can make things better. Because the Templars' belief is that if they control everyone's minds, whatever, like that they can, you know, use the Peace of Eden to do all this stuff, that they can instill the right beliefs and it will achieve, like, world peace. The problem is, you know, their execution in doing that. They, like, do a lot of shady, bad shit to get to that conclusion. But they act like they've kind of got the answers for all of it, and they want, like, a utopia. They just go about it in very nefarious means. Whereas the Assassins are all about, like, exposing truth and, you know, nothing is true, everything is permitted, and trying to make everybody as free as possible. But what do people do if they're free? And there's kind of that almost, like, realist take on it, where it's like, if you want to give everybody everything, like, it almost devalues something. Like there is something to be said about the Templars' point of view. And it's something that they've been really kind of sprinkling in. But,
yeah.
Yeah! That's essentially Ocker going into Damascus. This little piece of shit place that's crawling with every guard to man.
Jesus, man.
Lucas and I were talking earlier about the fact that this place is just crawling all the time with these fucking guards.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every time I tried to, like, save a citizen, I would just, like, talk to him. And then within that cutscene, I would have, like, the same amount of guards that I just had to, like, deal with already on my ass.
It's because they have those, like, brigades just walking through the yeah. streets, and if you fucking get in their line of sight, they're just like,
And then if you take too long, too, like, if you don't kill them fast enough, they, like, replenish. Like, they'll just be guards walking around, and you'll just, like, be like, why are there more? Like, I just killed three of them. How are there three more?
NPCs will just walk into the area and be like, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
I remember I literally got done, like, I pulled off this beautiful combo where I threw, like one was standing next to it. I threw two people over to it, and then I threw one more guy and knocked down the barricade thing and got four people. And in that, like, within, like, a second, I got four more people back in there. I was like, God damn it. I just...
Yep. Yeah, Damascus was crawling this week. But
and you they also... were angry. Sorry. I was like, and they were angry. Like, yeah. They were like
very angry. I'd just be walking around sometimes and they would I would start beep 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 beep, beep. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I'm just chilling. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing to see here. I'm just a monk, please. I'm gonna walk a mile an hour until it turns yellow.
Literally. I'm just over here, fucking posted up. But also, we got a short blade buff, which is sick.
It is
sick. I love doing that. I was over here pulling off sick, nasty combos. And honestly, I appreciate how many like combo / finisher animations they have for each weapon. Because they are varied. There are quite a bit of them. It's getting to the point where I'm getting like a fair bit of repeats now. But like, there's a fair bit of like.
Because I was using like the Assassin's Blade for the first time, like I said. Like there are a lot of counter animations for these.
Like, yeah, like they did good. They cooked here. Very obviously. But this target's name is Jubair. And he is at the Madrasa.
Yeah.
So this was a pickpocket that you could do. Second, you can eavesdrop to reveal that Jubair holds daily meetings at the Madrasa. And next, you can interrogate a guy to learn that Jubair is destroying books in Damascus. He's going full Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, burning them shits.
Burning all the books he can. And so you can talk to an informant that left locations where Jubair's men are burning books. Which is weird, because we know he's at the Madrasa, but they're sending us locations on where they're burning. That's interesting. That's very interesting. I wonder what that means. How is that useful to us? I don't know. We'll have to see. And did you get a special informant mission here?
Yes. I had a merchant challenge.
What was that?
Basically, I had to throw some guards into some things. It was actually like 4 of them. They're all in a row, and it was kind of fun because I just would like run up, grab a guard, and toss them into it, and then I would run to the next one and just and I'd like I was red the whole time, like they're all mad at me, but I just was like doing my thing, and then I killed all the guards, and then I walked back to him, and then he told me that he dresses the same as his followers, but he has gold little robies and a big pouch.
Yeah, that was actually the next one canonically, so that worked out. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. But like we've said before, Lucas is playing on PC, I'm playing on Xbox, so he's playing the director's cut, which has a few extra stuff, which I officially looked up, technically 2 weeks ago, because that was back when I thought we were going to be doing this, you know, didn't miss another week. So the only difference is that people know of, because it's never really been like detailed what all of the changes are. But it seems to be 4 new informant missions. So we've heard of... Have you had 2 or 3 at this point that were, like, different than the rest?
Do you have the rooftop races?
Nope.
Okay.
Or, like, I collect the flags, but I don't know about... Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's one... Did I have that? Oh, yeah, I did. One of them was a roof race where... It's not even a roof race. It's kind of dumb because it's called like Assassin Rooftop Race is what it's like called, or Assassin Informant Rooftop Race. Mm. But basically, he's like, hey, I heard from my other assassin buddy that there's some information that he wants to give you, but I don't know the information. So go run over there. But you only got a little bit of time for some reason. So basically, you just have to run to the guy in a certain amount of time. And then the other guy's like, hey, here's an information that I know you wanted. And the information that time was he's surrounded by loyal men. They're loyal, I guess. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of... Because I swear I had that. But it's not on here. I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was kind of a dumb one because I didn't get, like, understand what... Like, he's loyal, Yep. Like, they're loyal. Yeah, cool.
He's got guards. Shocker.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there's a total of four. And then the only other thing I heard is that they edited the assassination scenes. So apparently all the main stuff is still there. It's not like it's missing things necessarily. But they just edited it down to make it more concise.
Okay.
Because some of them get a little long. I'm not going to lie. It's not like I'm sitting there for 10 minutes. But they're just like, they're having a whole like melodrama about it. Just like... Oh, woe is me. Oh, I am but a man. And I'm going to make you question your boss again, just like you do every single time. So, you know, they get a little wordy sometimes, but I don't mind them. I think it's interesting. So, the last thing is that you can pickpocket a letter detailing that Jaber is in a garden. So... the madrasa is a garden. So at the madrasa, Jaber throws a follower into the fire for questioning him.
Yeah.
Basically acting a lot like, and I will pull up his name here.
Didik?
No, well, I mean, not, I don't know. I wouldn't call Diddick the same as him. No, Majdadeen, the guy who was doing the public executions and was just like, anybody who doesn't believe what we believe is going to be punished. He's doing the same except with books, but he's getting to people. He's not far behind Maj.
He did push that guy in there.
He's working his way up, but he's going for the knowledge. He says, we need to control the knowledge. And so, how did you go about assassinating this man? Because he throws this man in the fire and then goes off.
Yeah.
And separates with a bunch of people that look like him, and it's your job to hunt down the real one to all these different locations, which had been mentioned if you did that informant mission.
Yeah, so I paid attention to that stuff, but, like, I still didn't know where they were on the map, you know? Like, I was like, he's in a garden. I was like, great, where's the garden at?
Mm-hmm.
But, basically, I just ran around and... I got caught one time, and I ran away, and apparently I ran away for too long, and I had to restart. But that after that, I just kind of, like, ran to each one until I found the guy with the fucking bougie pouch on. And then I ran up a building, I killed some archers, or I, like, made my way around the garden, climbed down a, like, little ledge, and then I just pounced on him.
See, yours was a little more professional than mine.
Oh boy.
Because I got caught in the very first one because I had a flag. And so I was like, oh, let me get the flag. Literally, I swear to God, I go to one of the spots and I saw a flag in there and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get the flag. They immediately got pissed off that I was in there, triggered it, and like he wasn't there, so I collected the flag and I was like, well, he's not here, so I'm not even going to worry about these guys. So I ran, so I was, like, actively being chased, and then I stumbled across his thing, but since I was already there, he was like, hey, fuck you! But then ran away, and so I chased him and pounced on him. But, like, yeah, it kind of went downhill pretty fast, because I needed the flag, man.
You weren't even, like, you were, like, got, like, ADD distracted, and just like,
flag. Like, literally, I was like, oh, flag, and then everybody's just
it's like, what the off. Fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, literally. So, you know,
and then you, I love how you moment. Accidentally ran into him, like, you just, like, stumbled, like, oh,
yeah, shit. I was like, oh, hey, that's guy? You, what's up? So, yeah, it was a fun experience. Real good assassin shit. But after assassinating him, Jaber argues that by killing him, he's basically doing the same thing that Jaber's been doing this whole time, because Jaber is silencing knowledge, and we are also silencing his knowledge and his beliefs by doing that. He argues that that the assassins are doing the same thing the Templars are doing, just taking out on them versus the people. And either way, like, because he was arguing that everybody had to have the same belief, and Altair was like, you can't kill people just because they believe differently. And he's like, say that again. Like, is that not what's happening here? So, honestly, like, period, queen. Like, really popped off on that one. Like, got him. But gives him something to think about. And then Desmond gets ejected from the Animus because he hears Vidic talking to somebody who is pissed. and he wants a progress report in the morning. Brother, he is angry at Vidic. And so, even makes Lucy snap at Desmond.
Yeah, it's like,
Lucy's mad.
They need to find the goddamn piece of Eden.
Yeah, she says that they need to stop Abstergo from seeing the final memory, and says that they're looking for the locations of other pieces of Eden, because the piece of Eden in Masyaf was destroyed. So they already know that there's no recovering this piece of Eden, Desmond's like, what the hell am I doing here for? And so they think that it can show the locations of other pieces of Eden for them to find. And then she explains how the phrase "everything's Denver" is referring to the accident that caused the loss of this piece of Eden.
At the Denver Airport.
The Denver Airport.
That's where the New World Order is, if you know, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Okay. But, so, talks about that. And then she's got a new email. Did you pop into Lucy's emails today?
I did.
So, she's got an email corresponding with an anonymous source leaking details of Abstergo's plans and asking for rescue. And then they send an encoded message. And what does it say, Lucas?
It says, "We will be there soon."
Yep.
Not, "We will, Beth."
Yeah, that took me a minute. That took me a minute to figure out. I was like, like, "We will." And I was like, okay, they're going to save her. And then I was like, what? And I was so confused. Because it was one of those, like, if you read the email, it was like where random letters were capitalized, and so if you combine the capitalized letters,
it wasn't even scrambled. Like, it was like the most easy to decode message in the world.
Yeah, anybody, well, for one, the previous conversation was not encoded.
No,
so
yeah,
if someone would have looked at that thread, they would have been like,
"That's what I was thinking." I was like, "This whole thread is not encoded. This is such a shitty
hey,
like
boss. This employee's definitely like conspiring against us, guys."
I was like, "These assassins are not what they used to be."
yeah, not the brightest, but you know, the last message was it's like, "Hey." Just be like, "Hey, we can talk shit."
Just random, and, like, talk random about last you, like, letters are capitalized.
Right, yeah. And, hey, we can't let them know about this part.
No, I thought the same thing. I was like, "What is this thread? How is this, like, allowed?" And it was, like, deleted. Like, they couldn't see it or something. Like, what?
That's solved. I'm so smart. Come on, Lucy. But, yeah. So, Vidic also has some emails. I wasn't sure what was new and what was not. Did you see any new ones on your end? Because I was accessing it all for the first time.
All the September 6th stuff was new. I don't know if you paid attention.
That's what I thought. And but it is basically a lot of like corporate Abstergo talk.
Yeah, it was still like...
They're sending the headlines and it's talking... I think it was mostly there to explain like the fact that Abstergo is behind a lot of nefarious and like... evil stuff, and they cover up and do all this stuff, kind of just more so giving context to Abstergo's history and involvement in the world.
Yeah,
is kind of how I took it. And then the next morning, Desmond questions the validity of the Animus. He says that it feels like history is wrong. This is actually a clip that goes around even still today. Like, this part of the game specifically, this conversation between Desmond and Vidic, is still talked about as, like, it's one of the most influential moments of the game that kind of has stuck with people a lot. Because, like I said, Desmond and Vidic's talks are honestly very well written.
Yeah.
I think they're you know, very intriguing, like, philosophical
It's like kind of like both sides of this, you know.
Yeah.
Like modern day both sides.
Yeah, because Vidic explains that history can be fabricated. He says, that, you know, like,
everything.
Yeah, literally, he's like, you know, anybody can write a book.
And you know what? He's got kind of points.
Yeah. And so he's like, just because it's not the history you were taught doesn't mean that it didn't happen. And so, gives him some stuff to think about. And that, my friends, is the end of Sequence 5.
Yeah.
So, again, you got any,
also,
like...
I don't know if you caught this. When he was, like, talking to you, like, you were, like... He was like, "I think you know more information than..."
Oh, yeah.
And then he kind of, like... "You might know what you're doing at night."
Well, I couldn't tell if it was in reference
to what
he was doing at night, or just the fact that Altair is learning about the Peace of Eden, and, like, just kind of, you know, he's learning more and more, can kind of see the, you know, similarities.
It felt very, like, I don't know, to me it just felt like he was like, I know what you've been up to, brother.
Yeah, Vidic is definitely, like, very wary of Desmond, and because at the end of the day, Desmond was an assassin and was trained for certain things.
He is a prisoner.
And yeah, he is essentially a prisoner who is most likely going to be killed, as Desmond kind of implies, of like, I'm not getting out of here, so at least, you know, let me know what's going on here. But yeah, so that was the fifth sequence. I am going to wrap things up here a little earlier, just because
got a dip.
I've got a very busy day. He is very sexy.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, Lucas. And yeah, so next week is sequence six. Again, so I would encourage anybody who is going for more completionist runs, if you've got stuff to wrap up, do it next week, because after sequence six, we're in the end game.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. There was a castle.
Yeah, stuff's going down, which I'm not sure if we can use the same method as last time, because I don't know if you can jump out of the... I would imagine you could jump out of the Animus for Sequence 7. I don't know. We'll have to play it by ear.
Oh, like the saving?
Yeah, thing? our save solution might not work this time. I feel like it will, but
if we have to replay the... That little, like
the present day thing?
Yeah, five-minute part.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to try and do it, but I'll let you know. I might try to see if I can get it done a little earlier or whatever.
Okie dokie.
Anyway, we've got two more weeks, guys. Two more weeks.
It's crazy.
And then we're finished. But yeah, how are you feeling so far, real quick, before we get out of here, about, in general, over the game?
I think it's a good game. I'm still amazed at all the things. I think it's a little repetitive, even still.
It's starting to, like, wear its welcome.
I was kind of like, okay, that was fun the first four times, but, like, now I'm at, like, the sixth or seventh time I've done this stupid fucking collect all the flags or whatever the fucking bullshit is.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. So it's just... But other than that, I still having a great time killing a bunch of people, especially in Damascus, because they won't leave me the fuck alone.
Literally. And so next week, we'll be live from Jerusalem for Resync in Assassin's Creed Podcast. I've been your host, Landon. That's been your co-host, Lucas.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys next week. And remember that nothing is true. Everything is permitted.